morning and welcome to Only Believe right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. I got to tell you that I am super excited today just because I want you to know that it is time for us to really have great expectancy with God. You know, I want to remind you that the Bible says that there is a former and a latter rain, and the latter will be greater. You know, I tell you what, that this is no time for you to let the world or anything else steal or hinder your faith. This is a time for you to have a great expectation because God's outpouring is yet to come. Amen? I want to remind you that He is the God of yesterday, today, and forever. And that means that in your tomorrow, the supernatural of God is going to touch you greater than it ever has. So it is time for us to make sure that we are people that are not letting the difficulties of our day-to-day struggles and moments overtake our faith to believe God for the supernatural, for the unexpected, and for the impossible. Amen? So this morning, we're just going to be excited about the goodness of God. And this morning, we're going to join together in our faith and we're going to worship God. And His presence is already here, but it's going to flood this place. People are going to be healed today. People are going to be transformed today. People are going to be refreshed today. And I believe that people are coming to the Lord today. Amen? Praise God. God bless you.
Amen. We're just going to, if you're new here today, we're just going to invite you to worship with us. We normally stand on our feet. We don't ask you to stand on your feet because we believe that if you're ready to come and worship, you can't wait to jump on your feet. Amen? To worship our God. What you may see, according to the word, is there may be shouts of praise. Amen?
Yes.
Woo! You may see us lift our hands to the Lord because we're in total surrender to Him. This means that, Lord, I surrender to You and I worship You. And You are good. No matter what, You are good. Amen? You may be, see some people jumping around, dancing, or take off running. You just keep worshiping. Amen? They're just getting free. They're just praising their God. They've been having battles. And God is moving on their behalf. And we're going to let their freedom reign. Amen? Amen, Jesus! Woo!
Wandering into the night, wanting a place to hide this weary soul, this bad home. And I tried with all my might, but I just can't win the fight. I'm slowly drifting, a vagabond. And just when I ran out of hope, I met a man and I didn't know. And he told me that I was not alone. thank the Savior. I thank God. Yeah.
is a wonderful working God. Yesterday I was doing an activity that I needed to wear earplugs, and I wore them and everything, but after I got done, I really was having trouble with muffled ear, especially in this one side. And I had no idea that they was going to be singing this song today. And God showed me in the car. He said, when they sing that song, you ask the pastor to lay hands on you, and you will be healed. You have to go. He said, for me to go while the anointing was still going during that song. And thank God I'm healed. Woo!
Hallelujah. You know, that is our prayer. That is our expectation. Is that while worship is even yet going on, listen, God's here. God is here, amen? And he's walking among you. And our expectation that if there is a need in your body, if you need healed, that he will touch you. And during your worship, you will be healed. Amen? Amen.
this morning. We need a move. We need a move. And we need a move. Miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. Miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming.
Yeah.
bigger than. Your thoughts are higher. Your ways are higher. You are higher. Your love, your mercy, your compassion. Thank you that you love us. Thank you that that's how you see us. And I thank you that that's how we see us through your eyes. Worthy you are, Lord God. Hallelujah. Jesus, you are worthy. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give the Lord a hand clap of praise in the house. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love it when the presence of the Lord just sits down on us. Amen. And I want to say thank you to our worship team, praise God, because I think they do a great job and they have their hearts open to the Lord.
Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus, you did it all.
Praise God. I thank God for his goodness. Amen.
Amen.
Ooh, praise God. Man, I just feel the presence of God in the house.
Amen.
I tell you what. It's okay. The Lord is clearly working on our behalf.
So, okay, we're going to adjust you. Here. I'm going to pull his cord out, okay?
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Boy, see, this is one of the things that the Lord has made certain is I need help. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And so I thank God for that. Amen. Hey, I do want to encourage you. You know, I told Pastor Jared that I would do my best impression of him since he's not here. And hallelujah. Let me tell you something. I'm super excited about Vacation Bible School. Amen. So it's going to it's going to start. It's going to start next Sunday night, and I tell you what, I believe that some exciting things are going to happen. I believe that we might even see one or two live animals doing Vacation Bible School, and we are going to have a great time. The kids are really going to have a great time and be touched by the Lord. I think there will be some other surprises there, amen?
Amen.
And it's going to be good. And if you would, some of you who may not be volunteering to help with the event itself, you can still help because out on the center out there, out in front, there's a little board there for Vacation Bible School, and it has some ways that you can be involved even if you cannot be here during that week. So that's going to be a great blessing. So get involved and be a part because it is going to be really wonderful. Amen?
Amen. Also, if you notice, there is a barrel out there.
Yes.
And it's for back-to-school supplies. There is an event that Amen. Indeed and In Truth Ministries, which is Logan and Amber's ministry, they do a back-to-school event on August 13th. So if you can bring any school supplies in, what are truly, let's not say any school supplies, what school supplies do you really want? Okay.
We're generalizing it. I don't want classroom specific stuff because we're not going to be able to accurately get to.
Well, the basics. Notebooks, pencils, pens, erasers, crayons, those kind of basic stuff.
Amen.
And folders. I think folders are big. Backpacks.
Amen.
So if you can help out with that, that's awesome. Okay. And then they're having a concert. What's it called again? Summer Slam Tour that's going to be at Waterworks Park on August 8th, and that starts at 7.
Amen.
So put those dates in your calendar.
That is a rock concert. Like, don't come out. We're not coming out to worship.
Okay, they ain't playing with you. That's a rock concert.
No, it's going to be
but it's a Christian rock concert.
It's going to be very mild music.
Amen.
It's going to be low-key, mild music.
No, it's not.
No, I'm kidding you.
It's not. But listen. It's not my cup of tea because it's not something I listen to even in the world.
But it is filled with absolute faith.
It is Christian based. This guy, all of them that I've seen except for one, I don't know the last one. but have a heart for Jesus, yes. has a heart for setting people free, especially people that are strong in the addiction yes. of any kind of addiction. They just want to see people saved, and so their Amen. Hearts are so pure.
So you can touch base with Logan or Amber, or go out to their Facebook page for Indeed and in Truth and get involved. Yeah. Also, they need people to help volunteer with these events.
I need a minute. So
what do you need, 20 folks, 10 folks?
For the 13th, 20. I need a minimal of 22 people.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
It has to be 22 or we're going to okay. really be running
that. Okay. So they will
for
be...
For different areas. You just go see him. Go yep. see Logan or Amber. Amber, if... I know Logan's always forefront and center, but here's the backbone, right here. Tell him, Logan. Tell him, Amber. Right there. Or see Amber. And they'll be glad to put your names down and tell you what areas they need help in, what Amen. Areas you'd like to help in. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Okay, so we have got this Thursday. We'll just show a video.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Dr. Chris D'Amico from Chris D'Amico Ministries from our headquarters in Sarasota, Florida. Hey, listen, we are so thrilled about being with you on July 22nd, 2021 at Only Believe Church with Pastor Philip Walker. What a great man of God. And hey, listen, we're thrilled about what God's going to do in this particular service. We're believing for signs, wonders, and miracles and a great move of the glory of God. You know, 1 Corinthians 2:4, the Apostle Paul said, my speech and my preaching is not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration and power of the Holy Ghost, that your faith should not rest in the wisdom of man, but in the power of Almighty God. You know, and then Isaiah the prophet in Isaiah 40 verse 5 says, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and we shall all see it together. Listen to me. Join the service. Invite as many people as you can to come out, because we are expecting the miraculous, the supernatural demonstration of the Holy Ghost. And I'll guarantee you, if Jesus be lifted up, we'll draw all men to him. So our desire and heart desire to lift up his name, the name above every name. So be in the service. Invite as many as you can come that can come. And we are so excited. God richly bless you in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. So Amen. Come out Thursday night with
Praise
us.
God. Hallelujah.
Is he called evangelist? He's not a pastor. Is he
yes,
called evangelist?
He is an evangelist. For sure.
Chris D'Amico.
Yep.
And he actually will be in Botkins Monday and Tuesday night.
Yes.
Remember, tonight is the celebration, the building dedication of our Man. Urbana campus at 6.
Woo!
Was it 6 or 6:30?
6 o'clock. It'll start at 6 p.m.
That's what I thought. Okay. Amen. At 6 o'clock. And then the address Trey had up there. Trey, you are on it today. Good job.
Amen.
And so... it is, I'm expecting after we get done singing, helping with singing, that we have to sit down or stand outside, because I'm expecting that place to be packed to celebrate what God has done for them. Amen.
Amen.
We're excited for them.
It's going to be beautiful. And they have a like spirit like us, so I'm sure they're going to have snacks and food after the service. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I got my faith out there for that. Amen. But no, seriously. If you can come and support them, remember they did come and had people here, and we just want to be united as a body of faith and believers and all in the same spirit, so that's going to be great, and I know I'm excited to go.
I was going to say, we just want to go. I would go regardless. They're just. Yeah. I'm excited for what God's doing over there, and man, he has just moved on their behalf so greatly, and it's wonderful.
Yeah.
So we're just excited for him. Seek and Find here is going to be 3 nights of worship. So August 1st, 2nd, 3rd, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We're going to start on August 1st at 6:30. And then on Monday and Tuesday, it will be 7. So come out. That's exactly what it's going to be. We're not going to set a precedent. There's not, like, it's, we're going to come and we're going to worship the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
We're going to get before him. We're going to bow before him. We're just going to focus on him and him alone. And then whatever he does in those, that's what he does. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so today, after service, I'm going to confiscate Philip's room. The legacy classroom, it's in the corner over on the left side when you're going out the doors. Women, if you're going to help with the women's conference, I'm going to ask that we go over there So we can sit down and get some stuff started working out and iron some details out so we can start getting some promotional stuff made up and all that good stuff. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think that's all I got.
That is going to be an amazing, important event, huh? The Women's Conference. Praise God. And then next week, is it the Teenage Pump next week? Okay. Middle school's done this week. It starts the end of this week, right? Amen.
Like, did he hurt?
No.
I think we had Noah.
You said what? Terror at pump. Amen. Praise God. We were glad that those kids got some energy out at pump. Amen.
And then Trey and Alana, and I think the winning team was Orange, which was Adam's team, right?
Oh, my. Yes. Amen.
So, good job, guys. Did y'all have fun? How about you, Trey and Alana? You have fun? Trey?
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Is that everything, babe?
Yeah, I'm just slow.
You can be a little slow today. You guys were giving it out there. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, at this time, we're going to go ahead and let the children go back to their class. And I'm so excited about Vacation Bible School that I might have to come and crash a day. I'm telling you, there's going to be some things going on. We're going to be outside and inside. And I keep hearing in the background that at least one or two of those nights, you might be surprised. We might have some animals on the property. Amen? Honey, are we going to let those animals in the building?
No.
I didn't think we'd go that far, but we will have them here, and it's going to be exciting. Amen? And I will tell you that our vacation Bible schools are always good, and as many of you know, Pastor Jared puts those together through lots of prayer and the leading of the Lord, so it's not some scripted thing that we just pick off the internet. It's something that is prayed about, and we really want to originate stuff that is for the children. Amen. And right now, I'm just going to take a few minutes to talk about our offering today, because I think it's really important, and then I'm going to get into the message. But it says here in the Word, in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and I know you've probably heard this before, but I'm just going to share a part of it today that's really in my spirit. And it says in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6, "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth the cheerful giver." So the first thing I want you to know is that your sowing will be a reflection of the harvest that can come back to you. Because the truth is, the more we trust in God, the more we're making ourselves and our life available to him. And also that this is not something that you do out of a ritualistic, just religious function. When you come in here and you give, it's not like you're at the bowling club where you're doing something like that. No, no, no. This is about you having a personal relationship with God where you purpose in your heart why you're giving related to your faith, your family, your trust in God, and what you're believing God for. Amen? And the other thing I want you to know is that we should never give grudgingly. Like when we get to give an offering, it should never be, oh my gosh, I have to give, or oh, no. Nothing like that, because there should be joy in your spirit, because you should understand that giving to the Lord opens up his ability to come along and bless your life. And the Bible says that God loves a cheerful giver. In other words, God loves someone who's coming to him out of relationship, out of trust, and out of faith, and out of understanding that, man, when I let the Lord touch my stuff, it's going to be a blessing. And it says here that God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. You know, I want you to know something, that the Lord plans to meet your needs so well that he goes beyond that and puts you in a position where not only are your needs met, but you're going to have an overflow so that you can be involved in other things. I want you to know that sometimes the Lord will strengthen you, just like people that get to give to Vacation Bible School and different events and different things. And then there's times where God is going to touch your life to give to someone, to help to someone, and to touch their life by what God has been able to do in you. And I want you to know that Regina and I can tell you personally that we know what it's like to be so broke that you don't even get to eat on Friday till you get your paycheck. But we also know what it's like years later to see how God has moved and helped us and has put us in a position where he takes care of us and gives us the opportunity to help other people. Amen? So today, I just want you to know that God wants you to be a cheerful giver, and God wants you to be a bountiful giver. And God's promise to you is that not only will he touch your needs, but his grace will abound towards you, that you will always have all sufficiency in all things, and you will be able to even give to other good works that come across your heart to be a part of. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just declare your blessing upon this day, God. We declare your blessing upon this offering and upon this time that your people get to sow, Father. And, Lord, I thank you that you open up the windows of heaven, God, that you rebuke the devourer, God. And Father, you protect their seed and their fruits, Father. And Lord, I just thank you in Jesus' name as they bring forth their giving, that your hand of blessing is upon them. Amen and amen. Lost a young man that was just really at the beginning of life, 18 or so. And so we're just going to keep that family up in prayer and agree with him that God is just going to do something for them. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we just release this prayer cloth today, God, Father, we put this family before you, and we put this dear friend to our brother before you, God. And Father, we just pray that supernaturally, God, you would come upon this family with grace, mercy, God. Father, that in this moment of tragedy, Father, somehow you will touch their hearts. You will protect, heal, and bring them through, Father. And Lord, I pray that your love and your life shines forth on them more than ever, God, and that they recover, Father. And Lord, that they're restored and healed. And Father, we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, I've been praying and holding on to that prayer cloth all through worship. And when that song Jireh was playing, I was just believing for that family that God is enough. Amen. Hallelujah. More than enough. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, this morning, I think I'm just going to preach to you about seeking him. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And then I tell you what, I already know that I'm going to pray for a couple people here at the end of service, because the Lord is just going to release some healing and just do some things for some folks today. But today, I just want to remind you of something very profound in the Bible. And I love to preach on things, but sometimes I love to just get to where God wants us to really preach on things that are foundational in our life. Amen? And first of all, I want to remind you that last week we talked about the preeminence of the Lord. Amen? That God has chosen him to be the preeminent one. That means that he has absolutely superiority in everything concerning this life and the life to come. Amen? I want you to know that even 1,000 years from now, Jesus Christ will be Lord. Amen? I tell you what, I want you to know that whether you like it or not, 1,000 years from now, we're still going to look to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And I want you to know that even after Jesus returns, touches this earth, and changes it, I want you to know that he is still going to be the preeminent one. Amen? I want to thank God because you and I are here today because of the blood. You and I are here today because of the goodness of Jesus and the goodness of our God. And I really want to remind you as Christians, especially as we face today's world and pressures, and especially as mankind continues to push beyond their realm of authority. You know, I want you to know that there are a whole lot of people living in the earth today that do not have the regard for our God in heaven like they should have. And I want you to know something. You know, even before service, someone was talking to me and they said, man, you know, some of these doctors today, I don't know. It seems like they're just only concerned about making money. And I want you to know that years ago when I first ever met the first doctor I knew, he was a humble man that got into the profession because he felt like God had led him there and he really wanted to take care of his patients. And I can remember how with prescriptions, he was so cautious that he would say, hey, I'm going to give you a prescription for these many days. He says, I want you to go home, pray, use your faith, sleep well. He says, and then come back and we will see where you're at. Amen? And I want you to know something, that we as people need to be reverent towards God like that in every situation. Listen, I want you to know every area of your life, you should be reverent towards God. I want you to know that the Bible says that the diligent shall prosper. And what that means is that people can use their work ethic and work hard and see good things. But I want you to know something. Even if you started a business, or even if you have a profession or you have a skill, maybe you're a welder, maybe you're a plumber, I don't know, maybe you drive truck, maybe you have your own business today of some sort. I don't care what you are involved in. You might be good at it, but if you would allow God to take the realm of what you're doing and be the head of what you're doing, you would see a whole new dimension of what God can do. And I want you to know something, that when I get into these scriptures today, it's because I want the church today to be a people that sovereignly give reverence to God. I want you to know, it's a concerning thing for me when I see Christians that will make major purchases without prayer. You might think it's dumb, but me and my wife don't buy anything, even our personal things for our house or vehicles or any of that stuff. We don't just go out and buy that stuff without prayer. Ask my son. He'll tell you how frustrating some of our processes are. But why would I do that? Not just because I'm a pastor and I want to be a good example to you. I wouldn't touch anything in my life without giving some reverence to God. And so I want to just share some things with you today that are basic foundational things. And this is so basic, I want you to understand something, that from the Old Testament to the New Testament, these are one of the foundations that needs to be in your life. And it is very clear why. And so we're just going to look here when we consider seeking the Lord. What does that mean? I want you to know that in Isaiah 55, it's very clear right here in the verse that I'm going to read to you, because in Isaiah 55, 6, it says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way. You know, the Bible says that there's a way that seems right to man, but it always leads to destruction. There is not one of us that needs to ever get so confident in ourselves that we just quickly make decisions and just flow through our day like we got it all under wraps and we got it all under control. I don't ever want you to be like that. I want you to be a humble Christian that wakes up and says, Lord, I thank you that I'm alive today because every breath I breathe, you've given it to me. Woo! In him, we move, breathe, and have our very being. You exist today out of the love of God. You exist today out of God's desire to give you life and for you to be here. You are here. Do you realize that as we get into the billions of people on the earth, that there are 15 billion, give or take, because some people may not have two hands or some people may have fists, missing fingers, but I want you to know that there are 15 billion specific identities out there. 15 billion different fingerprints. I mean, it seems strange, but you know, if I put my fingerprint on something, nobody else's fingerprint can match my fingerprint. Even though me and my son, oh, I wish Philip was in here because he'd go, oh no. You know, even though me and my son have similar DNAs, there are things that distinguish his DNA from mine. And I want you to know that science can tell you whatever it is, but I'll tell you what it is. It's the signature of God. For you to know that you are so important to him that he never duplicated you. He never will, no matter how many people are born into this earth. The Lord will never duplicate you or take your identity and remake it because there's only one of you. Woo! I can't wait today on the ride home. I'm going to be telling my wife that I'm one of a kind. Amen? And that she was uniquely blessed, woo, with one of God's most perfect designs. Amen? Hallelujah. I would pray that you would tell the people important to you the same thing. Amen? But I want you to understand something today. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Why is this so important? It says, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. I'm going to give you a powerful secret here in just a few minutes. See, because we wonder why so many people are burdened with fear. We wonder why so many people are burdened with anxiety. We wonder why so many people are afraid of the future. Listen, I might not like what's going on around in the world around me, but you're never going to hear me stressing out and falling apart and having a bad day because things aren't looking the way I'd love to see them look. Because my hope and my trust is in the Lord. Woo! Amen. Let him return unto the Lord. And he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. I want you to know something. Even if you have made great mistakes in your life up until now, I don't care if you have been against the law. You know, I was talking to a young man yesterday, and he was telling me that, hey, I'm on probation, and I have to do this and this. And I said, yes, but it's only a temporary time because God is redeeming your future. And I really don't care what you have done up till now because the Lord doesn't say he will barely pardon. The Lord doesn't say he will hold it against you. He says, I will abundantly pardon. That means in great abundance, God will wipe away our past so far from the east to the west that we won't even be able to see it again. He certainly doesn't. You know, one time I remember that I had repented over some things in my youthful days. And I tell you what, that I went into a season where I was repenting about stuff. And, oh, boy, when I first did it, I could tell the refreshing of God was upon me. You know, and then a little while later, I got sorrowful about something in my past, and I started trying to repent over it again. And guess what? My prayers didn't even make it pay on my forehead, let alone into the ceiling. You ever had that happen where you feel like your prayers weren't answered or weren't heard? Well, hallelujah. I know you're being quiet today, but I know you've been there before. And boy, I was just belly aching to the Lord. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And all of a sudden I said, God, you know what? Aren't you forgiving me? And he said, of what? And I said, well, you know my past better than I do. And all of a sudden, a light bulb came on. Once the blood has cleansed me, it doesn't exist anymore. And I was trying to regurgitate some stuff to God and sit around and mumble and round and pity partying myself over things that God was saying, Philip, those things are not a part of you anymore. You're a brand new creature. You've been redeemed. It's time for you to get up and move forward because I'm already out here waiting on you. Amen? I tell you what, sometimes as Christians, we may waste so much time pity partying that we miss a lot of the blessing that God could have coming into our life because we just want to sit in a moment. Woo! Boy, I tell you what, we need to be a lot more like King David. Amen? King David made a huge mistake one day, transgressed against God and the kingdom and did something terrible and went and was with another man's wife. It was a terrible situation. And then tried to correct it by his own thoughts and his own humanity and thought, well, I'll just kill her husband and that'll make it all right. No, it made the situation worse. So much so that he ended up losing a baby. And he was sorrowful and praying, and when it didn't work, everybody said, oh no, what's going to happen to King David now? He's been mourning, he's been discouraged, he's been sorrowful over this situation. What's going to happen now that he finds out that the baby has passed away? And they were shocked because King David got himself up, took his mourning clothes off, put his kingly robe back on, and sat down and said, give me something to eat. Woo! And then they came and was so accusative towards him. They said, man, what is this? Said, you were so sorrowful while the baby is sick. The situation got worse, and here you are. And King David said, and I'm telling you because some of you need to discover this about your life. Sometimes once a decision is made, you can't fix it. You can't change it. And you're not going to do yourself any good or anybody that loves you or needs you to be an example of Christ any good by sitting around in the sorrow of a bad situation that you can't change. The best thing you can do is shake yourself off and get up. And David said, listen, there's nothing I can do to bring that child back. But if I stand up and I live for Jesus, if I stand up and I right my ship, I can be guaranteed to see that child again in the future that God has for me. Amen? And I want you to know something. I just feel God telling me to let some of you know today that we have wasted enough time in the realm of sorrow. We've wasted enough time with things we cannot change. It's time for us to shake off our yesterday, get our glam clothes off, get our mourning clothes off, and just say, Lord, what do you have for my future? Amen? Woo! Praise God. Hallelujah. Woo! I'll never forget the time that I was at the hospital. Once when I had a brother die when he was still young. And then I had a mom pass away with a few years on her, but not enough years for me. I wanted my mama to live a lot longer than she did. But at some point I said, you know what? The best thing I can do is take the faith she taught me and let it move to a new level in my life. And finish my course well so I can celebrate with her again. Amen? Woo! I want you to know that sometimes the Lord is just trying to speak to us and help us get out of these places. He says, man, you got to get out of your own thoughts. You got to return to the Lord. You ought to let his abundant grace come upon your life, because then he says this, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. You know what the Lord is trying to tell us today? Why, as Christians, would we live under the limits of our own humanity when we could exceed all expectations by the grace of the supernatural wisdom of God that can come upon us through prayer and faith and following him? Woo! I tell you what, there's just times where the Lord is saying, if you seek me, you'll find my ways, you'll find my thoughts, and you'll get outcomes that are beyond anything you could produce in your own power. Woo! Praise the Lord. My ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but waters the earth and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. You know what? What would happen if we replaced our thoughts and our words with God's thoughts and words? First of all, we'd be speaking life over our situation. Beloved, I would above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. I know the thoughts I have towards you, good thoughts and not of evil, to bring you to a future, a hope, and an expected outcome that's from me. Why don't you let my kingdom come and my will be done on earth as it is in heaven? When's the last time you have prayed for the kingdom of God and his will to come and flood your life on this earth? Amen. Hallelujah. When's the last time you got that word out and said, Lord, this word says that I need to seek you so much that your kingdom would come and your will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, instead of living under depression, discouragement, frustration, anxiety, and fear, I expect that I'm going to start living under peace, goodness, and life and abundance. I got to ask you a question. Aren't those things in heaven? Shouldn't they be in our life? What are we speaking to stop them? What are we focused on that's limiting God's ability to move in our life? Maybe we're listening to the news so much that we're forgetting the character and the nature of our Father in heaven. Maybe we're dealing with our circumstances so much that we have forgot that he says, I'm a loving Father. Maybe we have forgot what it says in Luke 12:32, that fear not, little flock, fear not, my little children, for it is my good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Maybe we have forgotten in what we're seeing going on in the world today that we are starting to listen to the voices that surround us instead of the voice that contains us and the voice that has created us. You know, it is time for us to remember that the Lord says, seek me while I can be found. You know, do we seek God at the beginning of our doctor's report? Or as soon as we get our diagnosis, do we hit the internet trying to figure out what bad symptoms should be coming upon us? I mean, I tell you what, I would that Christians today, instead of seeking the internet as soon as they get a report, would just seek the Lord and say, I'm going to see what the Lord has to say about this, because I will find that he says, by his stripes I'm healed. I will find that he says, whose report will you believe? I will believe the report of the Lord, and I'm going to live long and be able to give my testimony of the goodness of our God. Woo! I tell you what, I'm not saying don't educate yourself. If you're all up on wanting to educate yourself, but I am saying that have some education beyond the science realm and the natural realm. Have some education beyond what you can Google out on the internet. Have some education that can only come from the one who has restored you to life. Woo! Praise God. For every word you have in the natural, I pray that you have a word that's formed in the weaponry of God, the sword of the Spirit. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. You know, I like it because I don't want to spend all day in the Old Testament, and I want to give you at least one or two examples of the goodness of God, but I just got to, I'm just stirred up a little bit. I hope you don't mind. But I can't stop it, even if you do. Whoo! It says this in Matthew chapter 6. Remember that song we were singing about Jireh and how God is enough? It says here in Matthew chapter 6, verse 30, it says, Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You know, when you study that out, what does it mean, his righteousness? It means God's right way of doing things that opposes the world way of doing things. It means that we do things by faith. It means that we do things by reverencing what God's word says about every situation we face. Amen? And we seek out his righteousness. And we seek the kingdom of God, his ordained way of doing things, what he has declared, the government that he speaks over our life. That's what we seek first. And then we know how to do something. You know, I can remember one time that I was working a job and what looked like a great opportunity came up. They wanted me to move to another state. They were going to help Regina and I with housing stuff and all this stuff. And we were living in a shabby little place at the time. I mean, it sounded good. And I thank God that the Lord spoke to me and said, Philip, first of all, you can't go anywhere unless I tell you to go. And I said, but God, this job. And he says, have I spoken to you about a church in that area? He says, have I spoken to you about what you're going to do for me in that area? Are you just trying to pick something out in the natural realm that sounds good to you? Because Ohio's a little on the cold side. Woo, praise the Lord. And I got to tell you something that the Lord said, you can't go even if they offer you a six-figure income. Woo. And I tell you what, I said, okay. And I said, Lord, I believe you, but I think Sweetie Pie may have wanted to go because the new house and all that. But anyhow, no, I'm just kidding you. But I wrote down some things that were my fleeces to make sure I was hearing the Lord. And I got to tell you something. There were three or four things I wrote down. And Buddy, they said, oh, yeah, we can do that. We can do that. We can do that. And then there was one that was so minute, it didn't even make sense. And they said, nope, we absolutely cannot do that. And I said, well, praise God, that's my answer. I absolutely cannot move. And I thank God I didn't, because guess what? If I had done that, I wouldn't have met any of you. Now, you might be thinking, well, Pastor, after a message like this, we wish you had went ahead and moved. But, hallelujah, I want you to know that the Lord was thinking, it's a good idea for you and I to meet. Amen? But anyhow, by the way, I just got to throw this out here. One thing I'm going to have to help my brother Chris D'Amico with, if he wants to be friends here, is he can never just mention me without mentioning my babe. You know, in that little video, I know she don't care, but he said in that video, Pastor Phil, I got to tell him, hey, you can't mention me. Why am I talking about this? I don't know. Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say is that I got to tell him, Pastor, Brother D'Amico, you can't ever mention me without Pastor Regina, because that's where the real power in the family is, amen? But anyhow, I just want you to hear what I have to say to you, that the Lord says, seek ye first. And look what he says. He says, for all these things do the Gentiles seek. But your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of these things. So seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You want your money problem solved? Seek the Lord. You want your relationships to improve? Seek the Lord. You want your health to improve? Seek the Lord. You want clothes to wear? Seek the Lord. You want your work to improve? Seek the Lord. You want anything in your life to improve? Seek the Lord. And he says, take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And what the Lord is saying, not to plan for the future. I think you should plan for the future. Save money. Invest in some things if you can. Do all that kind of stuff that's available to you. But I will tell you right now that if the whole world system crashes, I'm still going to have confidence that the Lord will take care of my tomorrow. Mm. Now, just real quick, I just want to put this into a historical context for you, where someone who faces all the challenges that we might face on any given day faced some challenges here, and it came down to seeking the Lord and finding him for the situation to be resolved. Amen? And this might be a popular story for you because we're going to take a look at the scripture where the Bible says that there was a woman with an issue of blood. In other words, that she had a bleeding issue for 12 years of her life that was consistent there all the time and causing her issues and difficulties and hardships. And she went through some steps here, and she got to a point where she just started seeking the Lord at a different arena than she had ever done before. And we're just going to see the results of that. You know, while I was putting this together, you know, I just heard someone in this church cry out in frustration, why is this happening? How can this be going on? Why is this so difficult? And I got to tell you something, that sometimes you need to let the why go. Oh, boy, I hear that again. Boy, every time I hit a little something that makes me want to dance, I got to repeat it. Sometimes you got to let the why go. And instead of worrying about why or how, you need to just reach towards him in the middle of your situation. Now look, I want you to hear this in this woman. Mark chapter 5, verse 25, it says, there was a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years. In other words, she had an issue that was affecting her in the arena of her health for a 12-year period. And look what it says. And she had suffered many things of many physicians. In other words, she had went to many men and many physicians trying to figure out what her problem was, what would end this thing, which would fix this thing. And it says, and had spent all that she had So now not only is this woman still suffering from this health issue, but now she has limited and ran out her resources, so she's dealing with the lack of provision and finances, and we all know how hard it is to deal with one issue, but to have multiple issues going on. This is where she was, and it says, and was nothing better. Nothing was getting better. And it says, but rather grew worse. So now not only does she have this problem that she's had for 12 years, but after 12 years, it wasn't improving. Even though she had done everything within her power and her own understanding and her own thinking of how to do it. I want you to know something, that sometimes you're going to Google it. Sometimes you're going to spend your money on it. Sometimes you're going to be searching and thinking and looking at something, trying to do all you can do. But the best thing to do is come to the end of yourself. Amen. Seek him in his thoughts, in his ways. Because it says that, for she said, but it says that after this happened and nothing grew better, it says this, when she had heard of Jesus. You know, she shifted her focus. Sometimes when we shift our focus, we will be reminded of what the Bible says about God. He will never leave us nor forsake us. He is Jehovah Jireh. That means that he's provider of all things. He's the miracle worker. He's the healer. He's the one that brings peace. He's the one that brings life and life more abundantly. It says that when she had heard of Jesus, so she was hearing that the Messiah was here. She was hearing about the miracles. She was hearing about the life-changing things that he had going on in people's life. It says that when she heard about Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I will be whole. You know, she said about 10 or 12 words here. All her money couldn't do it. All her efforts couldn't do it. But as soon as she focused on seeking the Lord and giving him the authority to be the Lord, the Savior, and the healer that he is to every one of us, her whole situation changed. Woo! If I may but touch his clothes. You know, I want you to also know that people back in these days, when you had a blood issue, you had to keep yourself separated from people. So this woman had to overcome the thinking of the time. She had to overcome culture. She had to overcome her own way of thinking. She had to overcome fear. She had to overcome doubts. Can you imagine the devil speaking to her, saying, you silly woman, you've spent all your money on all these physicians, and you think just touching the clothes of this man who really knows if he's the Savior or not? Some people even say he's a sinner at the time. Some people even said about Jesus that he wasn't anyone who he said he was. But thank God that she overcame that. And it says straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. You know what? I want you to know that when you receive prayer and something lifts off of you, I tell you what, you need to take that as your confirmation that the Lord has healed you, and you need to begin to thank God and grab a hold of that and fight to keep what's been released in your life. Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee and sayest, who touched me? And he looked about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. You know, one of the biggest things that hold Christians back from seeing the goodness of God is they doubt his willingness to do for them what he does for other people. Just like this. This woman had to overlook how busy Jesus was. She had to overlook the crowd, and she had to believe that if he could do it for someone else, he could do it for me. Too many times as Christians, you know, I just prayed for a more mature lady this week, and we were praying for a couple people. But she was with her son-in-law who was going through a battle too. And they were all sitting there, and she said, you know, I came hoping that you guys would pray for me today, but I told the Lord, you know, I'd rather see my son-in-law healed than me. And I said, well, I tell you what, I'm glad you used your faith to come, but if we stick with this idea of God only healing your son-in-law and not you, we would be out of the will of God. Right. Woo! Don't you tell me he can't do it. Listen, I want you to know something. There's more than enough in my God to help you and everybody else. I want you to understand something. If the Lord saved every person on the face of this earth today, I want you to know there would still be blood in Jesus to set anybody else who needed redemption free. Amen? Woo! And I tell you what, it's time for us to make sure that we seek him in a way that we would never believe that because he's doing something for someone else, he can't do it for us. And that we would never believe that the Lord isn't willing and looking to do something in your life today. Amen? Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just declare your glory, God. Father, we just exalt you. We just declare your goodness. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for pouring out, God, into the lives of your people, God. Lord, I thank you that healing is released right now. I thank you that blessing is released right now. And Father, I just thank you that even in this moment, if someone would say in their heart that if they could just reach towards you, Father, Lord, that if they could just touch you, they would be healed. Lord, I know that even right now, you are healing, restoring, blessing in Jesus' name. And God, I just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, let me see here. Hallelujah. I want to just pray for this. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we just pray for Candy right now, Father God. And Lord, in this place where she has a cold and is not feeling well, God, Lord, we just ask your word to be sent right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, I just thank you, God, that, Father, healing is released right now, God. Symptoms go. And supernatural healing be manifested, and she's made whole right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you for it. Amen and amen. Praise God. Now I'm going to walk back here. Praise God. Because I'm going to pray for Sister Kim. Hallelujah. And you don't even have to stand up. Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we thank you, God, for the healing that's already been released, God. But, God, right now, we curse this back pain, Father. Lord, this aching and this constant pain, Father. And we command all of that to come out in Jesus' name. We loose the healing power to finish this work, Father. Lord, that she would be strong, that she would not be immobile, Father. Lord, that when she stands up, she would feel the strength and the stability, God, of total healing and health that's upon her, Father. Lord, I thank you for strengthening her right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And Father, I just thank you for the healing that has taken place in Bob, Father. Lord, that you continue to alleviate pain and you continue to restore every part of him, God. Father, I thank you, God, that total restoration is upon him, Father. Lord, I thank you, God, that not one residue remains in him, God, but God, total healing and health is upon him, and I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm just going to pray for you guys because I just feel like the Lord is just strengthening you for a brand new season, Father. Lord, I thank you that you continue the healing and restoration process, Father. And Lord, that my brother is so strong, God. Father, that the completion of what you've done has taken place, Father. And Lord, you're just going to give them clarity, Father, and just bless them and strengthen them, Father. And Lord, I just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Look at this. We have our newlyweds here. Amen. Raise your hand, Brother Eric. Amen. And Jennifer. Amen. Stand up just for a minute. Woo. Are you guys still in the honeymoon phase? Boy, things are real already. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you for Eric and for Jim. Father, I thank you, God, that you have caused them to step into a God-ordained supernatural covenant called marriage, Father. And Lord, I thank you that you're blessing them, God. Lord, that you're giving them wisdom, Father. Lord, that you're walking with them each step of every day, Father. And you are joining them and growing them in love and faith. And God, we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Is there anybody else here that needs prayer today? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm giving you a chance to use your faith. If you don't, I'm probably going to come and pray for at least one or two more people. Feel? Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we've put some things before you, God. And Father, I just know right now in the name of Jesus that you're bringing healing, clarity, Father, and blessing, Father. Lord, I thank you that you are aligning things in a way that have never been done before, Father. And Lord, that we are able, God, to just see brand new, Father. And Lord, I just thank you for healing and strengthening, God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just going to go and pray for one more young man right here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you that your thoughts are his thoughts, Father. Your ways are his ways, Father. Lord, I thank you that you strengthen him with wisdom and peace, God and Father, that he can just do all things through Christ who strengthens him, Father. Lord, we're just so thankful, God, and we just declare your blessing, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We'll give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Woo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If I missed someone that needed prayer today, I didn't mean to, then you have to overlook my humanity and come and challenge me, and I'll pray for you. Amen. And I just know that God is going to continue to do great things in our life and great things for each and every one of us. So I just thank you for being here, and I want you to just be blessed and go and be strong today. Amen. Hey, God bless each and every one of you.